And when you deliberately exercise that control of focus, then you deliberately activate and you establish vibrational patterns that serve you well. A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. And you have many beliefs that serve you well, and you have many beliefs that do not serve you well. And the emotions within you will help you sort that out. In other words, when you believe you are good, doesn't it feel good to believe that you're good? Yes. Because Source knows that, and so you close the gap. You're offering one signal. When you believe you are bad, Source does not agree with that, and Source won't join you in that negative thought. So you've caused separation. When you believe that what you want is possible, you feel good. Because Source knows that it is possible. And when you join Source in that thought, you feel good. But when you doubt your ability or your worthiness, now you widen the gap and you don't feel so good. You see how it works? So, in time, we began calling this gathering, instead of the science of deliberate creation, the art of allowing. And here's why. Science of deliberate creation made you think more deliberately, but it caused many of you to worry about the thoughts that you were thinking. People said, oh, I create my own reality? Cancel, cancel, cancel that, cancel that, cancel that. They tried to suck it back before law of attraction got hold of it. And we want you to understand that you have this buffer of time, that these are not things that are treacherous. You are the creator of your own reality, and it doesn't matter where you are. You can't get it wrong, and you never get it done. And the reason that you can't get it wrong is because it's never done. So no matter where you're standing, or no matter where you're putting your boat in the stream, you have only one choice: upstream, downstream. That's it. And when you understand that from where you are, you can choose a thought that feels worse or a thought that feels better, and that is your awareness, now you are understanding the art of allowing. It's a much simpler approach to all of this. Don't make it hard. Pay attention to the way you feel. Reach for the best feeling thought you can find from wherever you are, and off you go in the direction of all things that you want. And what you're going to discover once you begin to deliberately apply this, just for a little while, just a little bit, you're going to begin to discover that all things that you want are not only possible, but they are in your immediate vicinity. It's just a matter of adjusting your vibration just a little bit, and then a little bit, and then a little bit, until you come into vibrational range. You are vibrational beings, and we know many of you don't know that. You see yourself as this flesh, blood, and bone being, but you are vibrational first and foremost. And when you tend to the vibration of your being, we watch so many people wanting to take care of their physical bodies, picky about what they eat, and sloppy about what they think. So diligently choosing just the right thing to eat, and then talking negatively about the person that they work with, or about their mate, or about the government, ragging on and on all day long about things going wrong while they carefully eat specific things. And we say, oh, tend to your vibration. When you tend to your vibration, you'll be inspired to everything that's appropriate for you. Good. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. There is nothing off limits. Everything is appropriate. You will notice a perfect unfolding. Do not be uncomfortable if we do not call on you soon or ever, because we can feel what it is you want to know, and we know the best way of revealing that to you. If you will sit in a relaxed attitude of, I know I will receive what I'm looking for, and don't try too hard to dictate the way in which it will come. Sometimes there will be someone in that chair that's going to be annoying to you, because we're going to spend longer with them than you want us to, and they're going to talk about things you don't think are important to you. But we want you to understand, every person that comes to this chair has something for you. We'll make sure that there is something for you every time. So relax and listen for it. We're going to begin back here. Where are you? Right here, yes. He's going to push your buttons. There you go.
Okay, great. Abe, I wanted to ask you two things, if I could. The first is about decisions.
Apparently we're on a very familiar foot.